You know, it's interesting, though, because aside from just you having probably one of the most amazing voices, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's amazing how you can cover kind of a rock, a blues, or as you put it, the whisper to a scream style.
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite way to perform as far as any of
those?
Well,
it's interesting that, you know, as I said, all the blood, sweat, and tears.
Mm-hmm.
But I was encouraged several years ago to do an unplugged record for Japan. And I worked with my dear friend Adrian Vandenberg. Adrian and I did this an album called Starkers in Tokyo. And that's exactly how I write songs. I write songs on acoustic guitar.
Mm.
I mean, the hardest rock songs are written on acoustic guitars. In my mind, I know what I want the guitarist or the drummer to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear it in my head, you know?
Right.
But for me, a good song, you should be able to undress it and present it there. And also, it was really interesting for me to be in such an intimate surrounding and singing probably more naked than I've ever done before.
Mm.
And it was interesting to do songs like Sailing Ships or Love Ain't No Stranger with just one acoustic guitar and sing, you know, quietly as opposed to the barking. It was a lovely experience. I hope to indulge in that more.
Well, I know you've always been independent. Again, like you're saying, you write music for the sake of music, not to make those suits happy that we're all familiar with.
Mm.
And you've always fought for the integrity of that. How has that affected your career, either in a positive way or a negative way?
Well, I stand by everything that I've done, whether it was good or bad. It was all necessary to do to it for the experience.
I loved reading that about you, about taking accountability and responsibility and that you believed in that.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be, and that's for everyone. That's each individual. It's nobody else's fault.
Mm.
You know, it's always your responsibility
right. For
whatever happens. But anyway, the circumstance is I spent the last 2 years getting out of all my contracts because it was too compromising to my integrity.
Right.
To be working in what is called the music business right now.
Mm.
And the only aspect of the business that I can honestly say that I can maintain my integrity and my principles or whatever is as a performer. You know, so that's basically what it's going to be. I am recording the shows now. My website, my board members on my website are very forthcoming in the fact that I've never really made a greatest hits live record.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to make do with bootlegs.
Right.
So that's one of the things I'm going to be doing. But how on earth to get them to, you know, whilst trying to maintain an independent profile, that's going to be the story.
Right. So how do you feel about the artists who sell their songs for commercials?
I don't have any opinion. It's entirely up to them. It is unusual, for instance, to hear a Zeppelin song in a car commercial.
Yeah.
You know, I turned down $50,000 recently for a Canadian fiber cereal. For Here I Go Again.
Oh, gee.
Absolutely geez. You know, I want to sing that song in concert and have everybody running for the bathroom. You know,
great.
Here I Go Again. What, to the toilet? Come on. So I was very, very, very happy to pass on that one.
Yeah, I don't blame you.